pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors, National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Nashville Cats play Queens Country Water. Nashville Cats play Wild's Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since Ace Babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on the Tennessee anthill. Nashville Cats.
Welcome to the campfire. This is your host, Ray I, and this is a special edition of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame radio broadcast. Coming to you this morning from Nashville, Tennessee, 2018 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Got a great show lineup for you. We'll be doing live here, and then we're going to hear some great interviews from some of the inductees. Wow, so much fun to come down to Nashville and especially attend the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. And there's such a pool of guest list at this event, from fishing to hunting outdoors, from the old guys like me to the younger generations, every type of outdoor company. My great friend and a great sponsor show, Linda Pyle, as Matty G calls Miss Mossberg, is here at the event. Linda is an inductee in this 2018 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, and it's a real honor and a privilege that I'll be introducing her, bringing her to the stage later this morning. But we've got a wide variety of folks here, and the person really wanted to do a cool radio show, and you had the time to get these folks together with you, man, you could really fill this up in a hurry. However, I do have somebody, a secret guest I'm going to pitch to here in just a minute here with me this morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I'll tell you in a minute who I got here with me. Lots of things going on. It's difficult to actually get a lot of people for the show because everybody's so busy with the event. But we're going to have Gary Mason on. We've got to grab Gary.
We're going to have Babe Winkleman on. We're going to have Babe Winkleman join me and Gary Mason and visit with him about some of his history and the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. We will shift gears a little bit in a later segment. I just recently attended our iFamily reunion. And I always enjoy visiting with my elders. Any opportunity I get, I like to talk to them, let them tell me about the old days. My Aunt Margie is 94 years old, and we talked about some things in the old days down at Johnson Mountain in Iron County. And I thought this would be a good time to talk a little bit about the old days. I did a on-camera this spring for a television show, and I talked about riding horse-pulled wagon up on the mountain. And it was so interesting that at this family reunion that, and both of my aunts, my Aunt Virginia, Sissy, and my Aunt Margie told me about Horse and Wagon up on the mountain to pick berries. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things we used to harvest from the woods in the old days, a different time, a different life, and a little description of that, because it can be somewhat confusing when you say blueberries and huckleberries, and we'll describe those and some of the other things we did back in the day. This week's story time, because I'll have to get over to the legends, is going to be underwear, something that you all request quite often. And with that, we're going to do a little visiting here in the first segment with a great friend that I've known a long time in the hunting industry. That's our secret guest.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many shows, turkey shows, rider hunts, rider events, industry shows, NWTF convention. Should I go on? Cuz Strickland.
Yes, sir. I mean, all you're going to do is tell everybody how old you are by telling how old I am. So.
Isn't that the truth?
Feel free.
A lot of years in industry, and here we are again at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. This is going to be a great event.
It is. I was asked, of course, you know, we've been inducted, and it was like the coolest thing ever. Bless right. Gary Mason's heart for all the work he does.
Yes.
You know, Mark used to ride in the truck with me when he was in college. It's Mark and Terry Drury. Yeah. He would work for free just to find a way to get into the hunting world.
Yep.
And people don't know that about successful
right.
people like yourself and other, how hard they work.
Right, to be in the industry. They don't see that side of it. And I was just talking to Colorado Buck, and one thing me, you, and all of us, I'm sure we're all in agreement on, all the years we spent out there in the field in this industry, teaching, sharing, doing the things we do, we didn't do any of this to try to get the end result to be rewarded or have it be inducted into anything. It's just one of those, but it's really cool.
It is cool. And you, it's like I tell everybody, you know, if you do something you love, you don't really have a job. And I always look for that left cross from God. If I don't act right, he'll say start over. Well,
yeah.
Now I'm too old to start over, but you're right. We didn't have a manual. We didn't have anything to go by.
Anything.
We did it because we loved it.
Absolutely, for sure. If you just joined us, that's Mr. Cuz Strickland, the Mossy Oak Man. I remember, gosh, how old were we back when we used to talk about the Dunn Sporting Goods catalog with Brian Rommel? Brian used to be at Bass Pro Shops.
Right.
I mean, we go back when Ben Lee and Dick Idle was doing seminars at Bass Pro Shops, and you guys in Primos, and then you went over to Mossy Oak.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some years back. It's a lot of water under the bridge, brother.
It's a lot of water under the bridge. I get fired up. I love the next generation coming on. They're
yeah.
better IT and stuff we are. But I tell them, I said, look, you want to get into the business, you will never have arrived unless you work the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival.
Absolutely.
The first seminar I ever did, and I'll never forget that. So,
because me and you can talk a lot of stuff. We could be here 2 hours about shows. These people, they don't understand, and you're exactly right. I was in a wire cage one time to do a seminar so they couldn't hit me with stuff.
Well, I told them the best outdoor riders hunt I ever saw was 35 years ago with Ray I, and he had couches out in the woods up on a ridge and coffee for these outdoor riders. And I'm like, if somebody did that today, it would be the most creative thing ever. You did that 35 years ago.
It was a lot of fun. We had a little brochure, a little morning thing, which the event's going to go on that morning. Listen, turkeys. Well, Cuz, thanks for being on the show with us, brother. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, brother. I miss you.
Always, always. Love you.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, Mr. Cuz Strickland, Ronnie Cuz Strickland. Well, me and him attended outdoor rider events so many years ago outside in the tables out in the rain, and got a lot of great friends in this industry. I'll tell you, at 9 a.m., the boarding begins. It's got the meet and greet and the silent auctions open. This is Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame banquet and induction ceremony. Dockside, General Dak, Jackson Showboat, Music City Queen. At 10:15 is the welcome remarks, the national anthem and prayer, opening remarks, and sponsor awards. Got some great, well, I already kind of spoiled it. Gary can tell you too, but Linda Powell Mossberg's got an award this year, which is really cool. Then we have a guest speaker at 10:30, banquet and entertainment at 11:10, and then the awards presentation. And then the induction ceremony begins at 12:30. Closing remarks at 1:30, and then at 1:40 is the photo shoot and disembark from the riverboat. It's great they're doing this of a morning. It's so much easy for everyone to attend by having this morning event like this. So if you're around Nashville today, come on over and see us at the riverboat. It's right behind the Grand Ole Opry and the big mall there, and where we have the Turkey Federation convention every year, Opryland Hotel. And with that, we need to take a break and go over to the other side. We're going to pay a few bills and come back and talk to Mr. Gary Mason, the owner and founder of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
We're going to join Gary Mason with Babe Winkleman.
And we'll see you on the other side, baby.
Time to pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.